Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Bowl and Jeff Hyatt. Now here is Father Noah Buscelli.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
This is the day which the Lord has made. We stand today, brothers and sisters, at the threshold of our celebration of our Lord's passion and crucifixion and death and resurrection. We stand, God willing, having wearied ourselves with fasting for 40 days, not because we are trying to earn our salvation, but because we want to take full advantage of our salvation. We know that in the sacraments, God pours out his grace, the grace that Christ brought to earth. He pours it out to us, and yet we are earthen vessels. We are pottery that is cracked. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. And the grace is poured in, and then it keeps trickling out. And we follow the prophets and the apostles and our Lord himself and all of our holy fathers in taking up the ascetic, the spiritual athletic life to try to mend those holes so the grace does not trickle out, but so we can keep it. We can be perfected. We can come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I hope that you're weary from fasting. I hope that you've lost a little weight. I hope you haven't watched the news for 40 days. The world will go on to be crazy without us. I hope you've put down your phones and you will continue to do that for Holy Week. I hope you've turned your attention to your heart. I hope you've turned your attention to your habits and realized the good intentions you have aren't always brought to bear in your relationships. But now we are stepping out of that time of self-reflection, and we're stepping into the time of true, perfect self-reflection. When we reflect on Christ, we are reflecting on ourselves. When we reflect on Christ, we are seeing ourselves as we ought to be. And so we are invited today. This beautiful day is an invitation to step through the threshold, to step through the threshold to Pascha, to step through the threshold to reconciliation with each other, to holy confession if you haven't done so, to the Holy Week services, to step through the threshold from a worldly viewpoint to a Christian worldview. And I want to focus on three notions of this invitation today. From the donkey's perspective, the donkey is my favorite animal. From our Lord's perspective, and from St. Paul's perspective that he shares with the Philippians. The donkey's perspective is interesting. Let's say we go back in time. Let's say we travel across the Atlantic and across the Mediterranean. In fact, it's still there. I saw a picture recently of the stone that Martha stood on, or the stone that marked the spot where Martha was standing when she saw Christ and brought him to raise her brother Lazarus. We'll go there mystically, but it's a real place with a real history. Our Lord, outside of the door, outside of the gates of the city, is ushered aside by his disciples, and he climbs on top of a donkey. Think about from the donkey's perspective. This was a young donkey, too, had never been ridden on before. How exhilarating! And then through the gates, and everybody cheering. What does the donkey think? If the donkey is like me, the donkey thinks, they're cheering for me! If the donkey's like you, the donkey probably thinks, they're cheering for me! I don't know what Hosanna means, but they're cheering for me. But what a relief when the donkey realizes after our Lord gets off of his haunches and continues on his journey that they weren't cheering for him, that he's just a donkey, just a faithful messenger, a faithful carrier, a chauffeur, and that he was just blessed by the Son of God, fully God and fully man, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have the donkey's perspective to see ourselves not as the center of the universe, but to see ourselves as a humble servant. And this is our Lord's perspective, the second point. It's the perspective of a humble servant. He came into Jerusalem victorious. He had just conquered the last enemy of mankind, death. He came in triumphant. And he did not ride on a war stallion. He did not ride on a chariot. He was not floating in a company of angels, but he rode on a humble donkey because he was a humble servant. His humility was balanced. He was strong. He was not weak. But he was humble, and he came to serve. So we are invited to be the donkey. We are invited to be the humble servant, to take up our cross, to follow Christ, to deny ourselves and be like him. And how do we do that? This is what St. Paul invites us to this morning in chapter 4 from the Epistle to the Philippians. He talks about anxiety at the beginning of that reading. And our world is fraught with anxiety. We're anxious about loved ones who are sick. We're anxious about the future, about jobs, about houses, about family, friends, about the state of the country, the state of the world. And he says, no, 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 no. Pray with thanksgiving. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will come upon you. That's the antidote to anxiety. It's prayer. It's also the antidote to pride. It's the secret to become a donkey, is to pray, Lord, I am your servant. Lord, take this cup from me if you can. Nevertheless, your will be done and not mine. And then St. Paul continues, there's something higher than just getting beyond anxiety. He says, finally, brethren, whatever is beautiful, whatever is honorable, whatever is pure, I don't have the rest of it memorized. If there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Meditate, ponder, let your mind ruminate on these things. Our invitation, our third invitation, is so simple. Don't focus on the garbage, but ignore it. Don't focus on the bad. Overlook it. Don't trip on the stumbling block in front of you. Jump over it. Walk around it. Instead, look at the good and consider it. Thank God for the blessing. We have a simple life in Christ, really. We have to be the donkey. We have to be humble servants like Christ. And we have to transcend anxiety into peace by meditating on good things. And then we can truly rejoice. And then we can take our palms to our homes as souvenirs of salvation, as tokens of victory over death. And we can offer to our Lord not just these palms and these flowers and willows. Thank you, handmaidens and altar boys, for preparing these. But we can offer our life refreshed in the springtime of our souls, not a withered winter soul, but a spring, life-giving, a soul that shouts aloud, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. A soul that shouts the plea for salvation, Hosanna, not just as a plea for salvation, but a triumphant shout, God has saved me. God is saving me in my cooperation with Him. And God will save me at the end of the days if I can just be humble and let Him ride on me, if I can put on Christ. To our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ be all glory and honor and worship with His Father and Holy Spirit. Amen.